The Queensland government is arguing that it followed due process when it made last-minute changes to laws that helped a Liberal National Party donor. The Deputy Premier, Jeff Sini, has been accused of giving Carryman Quarries special treatment by changing legislation so the company would be cleared of unlawful sand and gravel extraction. Mr. Sini insists that he flagged problems with the laws years ago and that the quarry issue simply prompted the overhaul. The state opposition says it's another example of the Newman government using its whopping majority to do as it pleases. Stephanie Smale reports.
Carryman Quarries was facing possible prosecution until the Newman government made the last-minute amendment. The Deputy Premier, Jeff Sini, insists the legislative change was above board.
The Minister spoke about it in the Parliament. We circulated explanatory notes about the amendment and then we put the amendment to the Parliament. That's normal parliamentary practice that our government and previous governments have done over and over and over again.
But Queensland Shadow Environment Minister Jackie Trad says the amendment was introduced and passed on the same day and didn't go to a committee for review. She says the Newman government dodged the proper debate.
The opposition, as a band of now 8 people, have been doing a very good job holding this government with its 73 members to account. And what happens when a government is high on its majority and completely arrogant in its approach is that they continue to do things like introduce legislative amendments late at night without any parliamentary scrutiny, without any scrutiny that comes through going through the parliamentary committee process.
The ABC revealed the impact of the law change and the Newman government's relationship with the quarry company last night. Jackie Trad is calling on Jeff Sini to explain why he intervened in the matter. She says the issue demands closer scrutiny.
There does appear to be preferential treatment given to those donors who make significant donations to the LNP. Like all Queenslanders who would have seen that story last night, I am concerned. The Labor opposition will be looking at this in detail.
Carryman Quarries has donated $75,000 to the Liberal National Party over the past few years. But Jeff Sini argues the legislation wasn't amended as a political favour. He says he wanted to fix the laws that were changed by Labor 4 years ago.
What we did was clarify the situation back to 2010, to correct the mistake that had been made in 2010 by the Labor Party. So the retrospectivity only applies to correcting the mistake. The situation that clarified that the warnings we gave in 2010 were correct and just needed to be addressed quickly.
The claims Carryman Quarries are to blame for large areas of farm property eroding and falling into the waterway are backed by scientists. But Jeff Sini says recent floods could have contributed to the problem.
Unfortunately, there have been major changes in river systems since the last floods. Since the last two floods, there's been major changes in river systems all over Queensland. And some of those changes have affected landholders in a lot of river systems. I think we have to be careful here that those changes that came about as a result of the floods aren't used to close down a business that's been operating for 20 years.
Queensland's opposition says it's now considering whether to refer the matter to the state's corruption watchdog, the Crime and Misconduct Commission.
Stephanie Smale.